إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to remind myself and you today of a very important element in religion, in success, in worldly life, and in all kinds of good things, and that is the importance of concentration. I call it the importance of being present, of being hadir, of being present. Many examples of this. One, or the best example of it, is the definition of ihsan made by Rasulullah ﷺ, recorded in Hadith Jibreel, where Jibreel ﷺ asked Nabi ﷺ, "Wa mal ihsan ya Rasulullah?" What is ihsan ya Rasulullah? And Nabi ﷺ said, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said إحسان is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing him, and to know that even if you do not see him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. Now if you think about this, تعالى الله الأمثال, but one of my, or rather my only major hobby or shauk is photography, and especially wildlife photography. And I have photographed some, I usually like to photograph big game. And I have photographed, I have a photograph of an elephant which I took in Shishlui National Park in South Africa from a distance of about maybe 15 feet. And I have a picture of a leopard that I took in Madikwe, which is on the border of South Africa and Botswana, which was taken from maybe 20 feet away. And it's also in Madikwe, I have a photograph of two lions, which I took also from about that distance, about 20 feet away. And all of this in an open jeep. And one thing I can tell you, that when I was photographing those lions, and when I was looking at that elephant, I have a picture of the elephant's eye. Allah is witness, there was nothing whatsoever in my mind except that elephant. Absolutely nothing. There was absolutely nothing in my mind except that elephant. Because that elephant is right here, 15 feet away. Quite literally, if it reached out with its tongue, it would have touched me. With its trunk, it would have touched me. The point I'm making is that when something is hadir with you, in front of you, then nothing else distracts you. So what must be our situation with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the issue of being present. Now the issue of being present is so important that it is there in many places. One of the places in which the issue of being present is there is in Aikido, the martial art of the samurai, of using the two swords. In Aikido, we call it the center of, we call it the concept of centering. And the sensei tells you, when you stand there holding the sword, he says, first center yourself. And centering yourself is not only the physical position, but centering yourself is to bring all your consciousness totally and completely in yourself at that point in time. Nothing is there except you are standing there and you know the opponent is in front of you. Your attention is not diverted by absolutely anything else. And until you can center yourself, you will not succeed. And once you center yourself, then there is no way anybody can beat you. Now, this is also the concept in Aikido with regard to that. Imam Al-Himsi, rahmatullah alayh, was the imam of the Jamia, the main masjid in the city of Homs in Sham. For 60 years, he was the imam of the masjid. And the people knew that in that 60 years, he never made a single mistake in salah. Never. In 60 years of leading salah, he never made one single mistake, either in recitation or in the salah or anything. So somebody asked him, he said, how is it possible? You have been an imam for 60 years and we have never seen you make any mistake. And he said, I have never entered a masjid with anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my mind. Imagine, he said, I have never entered a masjid with anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on my mind. And today we live in a world where we have made what we call multitasking into a virtue. But one of the, and maybe multitasking is a virtue in some cases, but by and large, virtue or not virtue, what is absolutely definite is that when you are multitasking, your attention is divided. Has to be. And when your attention is divided, then there is no concentration on one particular thing, and that's why that thing does not get done to the level of perfection. Sheikh Muhammad Saleh Al-Munajjid, Hafizullah, he says that the way to check, one of the easiest ways to check where your concentration is, whether you are present in the moment, is to see what happens when you hear adhan. Now, all of us know the hadith related to the adhan, which is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the meaning of which is that if a person hears the adhan, then what must he do? He must repeat the words of the adhan for Hayyal al-Salah and Hayyal al-Falah. After saying that, he must say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And when the adhan is over, he must send Salatun Salam on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And after that, he must make the dua of the adhan. Right? Allahumma inna rabba hadhihi dawati tama wa salati qaima wa aati Muhammadin wasilata wal fadilata wa basu maqaman mahmuda alladhi wa'atta. Now, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the reward of this is that he will make shafaat for this person on the day of judgment. We all know this. But what is our usual state when we hear adhan? I mean, I'm not saying we are doing it because we are, you know, rebelling against Allah or we are the enemies of Allah. No. It's just lack of being in the moment. It's lack of concentration. It's the lack of being present. So our attention is wandering all over the place. We, even though we know this, but we don't take benefit of this. And our attention is all over the place and so on and so forth. Same thing with regard to salah. Same thing with regard to other things that we do. Even in worldly ways. If you look at this, one of the key qualities of the scientific bent of mind? It is the ability to concentrate on one thing for a long period of time. Unfortunately, we have the attention span of monkeys. You know, 10 seconds, that's it, gone. Then something else has to come. Constant need for stimulation all the time. Whereas the quality of the scientific bent of mind, what does a scientific researcher do? There's somebody who's doing research on one single thing for 30 years. One single thing. There's a chap called Wilson who photographed snowflakes for 35 years. You know, he's got the whole series of that's what he did. For 35 years, he photographed snowflakes. He was trying to see the structure of a snowflake, and he discovered that every snowflake has a different structure. Every snowflake has a different structure. Tabarakallahu ahsanul khaliqin. So the point is that this whole issue of being present in the moment is such a critically important thing. Both from a worldly perspective, with regard to your business, with regard to studying, with regard to all kinds of success in life. And even more importantly, it is such a critical thing with regard to success in our akhirah. With regard to the quality of our ibadah. And so I remind myself and you, let us check this constantly with ourselves. When we are in salah, when we are reading Quran, whatever we are doing. Forget this multitasking business, because it only diverts attention and it reduces the ability to concentrate on one thing. One of the things that is mentioned about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that if he spoke to anybody, he would completely turn and face the person and talk directly to that person. So if he was walking and somebody was walking beside him, and if somebody said something, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stop walking. He would stop, he would turn around, he would talk to the person, full attention, complete attention, and then he would go. Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, Hafizahullah, he mentions one of his teachers in Mauritania, and he says that the wife of this teacher, wife of his ustad, when she would cook food, she would make wudu, and then she would cook, and all the while she was cooking, she would send salat and salam on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole time, she would be reciting durud, and she would be cooking the food. Now, Hamza Yusuf says that imagine the noor and barakah of that food. Then, before that, he said they would go to the market, they would select the best quality of vegetables, the best quality of meat. They would know where the meat was slaughtered. They would see how the animals were kept. They would not buy an animal which was ill-treated, which was kept badly and so on. So they made sure that the animal was looked after, and then the animal, how was it slaughtered? Was it slaughtered properly? Not only in the issue of proper according to the, method of slaughter, but also with humaneness. They would do all this. And then while this lady was cooking, she would be concentrating on the cooking and she would be reciting Durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She would be saying Salat and Salam on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now he says, imagine the barakah of that food. Imagine what kind of, you could eat that food and this food would never, it would not cause you indigestion. It would only give you good. And imagine the barakah of this food. So this issue of concentration being present in the moment is applicable to absolutely everything. I've given you so many examples of scientific research, of cooking food, of, So the point is, key focus on that and say, how is it that I can derive maximum benefit from this activity which I am doing? Whatever that activity by itself may seem to be mundane and so on and so forth. Seriously, if the activity is not worthy of your attention, don't do it. Why are you doing it? It's a complete waste of time. If you're really doing something which is so useless that it does not even merit your attention, then why do you do it? Don't do it. But if it is something which is worth doing, then let us focus on that, be present in the moment, give it the full attention that it deserves, so that we get maximum benefit from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to be pleased with us and enable us to improve the quality of our ibadat especially, and to accept them, and to forgive us our sins and our mistakes. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين